If you quit, you are teaching your children how to quit. If you fail, you are starting a generation of failures in your bloodline. You must determine you will break the cycle of failure in your bloodline.
Here on your website, Mindset Media Radio. Tammuz, Father God, we thank you. We bless, hallelujah, the month of June, July. Hallelujah. We bless the dimension and the month of June, July. We bless the egg that we are entering into, the incubating time frame that we are entering into. Even right now, beforehand, we pray for the new moon of Tammuz that takes place in the month of June, July. Father, prepare us for June, July. Sanctify the month of June, July. Sanctify the time. The Bible says, pray ye and redeem time because the days of evil. Father God, in time right now, we pray and we sanctify time. We, my Lord, my God, we bring time before you and we bring the month of Tammuz. Let us recite the month of Tammuz. The month of Tammuz falls around June, July. Father God, right now, even we bless the month of June, July. Activate the blessings. Activate the energy. Activate the time frame. Activate the abilities of this month of June, July. The fourth month on the Hebrew calendar called Tammuz, representing the Menasseh, representing the son of Jacob, Menasseh. There are 12 months. There are 12 eggs on the Hebrew God's calendar, and the fourth month that we are entering into around June, July represents Menasseh, and also standing for the spiritual system. Father God, the spiritual system is made up the spiritual abilities and the spiritual world that you built in the universe. Right now we speak via the universe that what you created on the fourth day, and the Bible says that God created this, the lights and the different lights that we give and disperse the light in the universe. So right now, Father God, we disperse light through the sun and the moon and the stars. There's a spiritual universe and there's a physical universe. The physical universe is the sun, the moon, the stars that we see. Hallelujah. But the spiritual universe is that which you spoke in the spiritual realm, which is made up of the spiritual sun, the spiritual moon, and the entire living bodies that you built in the universe, in the principalities. And that spiritual realm speaks and reflects and projects so that this physical realm, the physical universe, the sun and the moon and the stars, the spiritual realm, we begin to utter, we begin to speak, we begin to declare the glory of God upon the earth. Father God, through the sun, through the moon, through the stars, through every living organism and every living animism and nephilim, we speak a life, Father God, through the spiritual realm. Hallelujah. Father God, we worship you. We thank you that the month of Tammuz is a blessing to us, is a manifestation of your glory, manifestation of your current and currents and energy. We take charge in the spiritual realm. We take charge, O Lord, and let the manifestation, the theme of the fourth month is called Tammuz, which means forgiveness, hallelujah, prayer, and the transforming of darkness into God's light. Father God, we proclaim right now, because in this fourth month, my Lord, my God, we declare your light, we declare your presence, we declare your manifestation, and we command every darkness to become light. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was proclaimed, and it became and manifested among us, and it became the living light, and the Word of God was the living light, and that light was Yeshua HaMashiach, and he dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. Right now, Father God, through that glory that lives in us, through the power that lives and dwells in us, we are the temple of the living Christ, the Messiah, the Lamb that was slain on the foundations of the earth. And my Lord, my God, through that Lamb, through the power, Father God, of the Holy Spirit, of Yahushua HaMashiach, and his presence in our ability, our inner man, we speak a light, we speak your glory, we speak your physical manifestation, we speak your presence, we speak your knowledge, we speak your wisdom, we speak financial breakthrough, we speak divine health, we speak divine order in the name of Yeshua. What is the meaning of the word Tammuz? Father God, we thank you for the fourth month, the scorpion, hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for the zodiac sign of this month is the scorpion. The word Tammuz in Hebrew means the use of the earth of verbalizing, incarnating, chanting and prayer, and the speaking of words
in a way that enables those words to transmit radiations via the sun's rays. Father God, via the radiating energies of the sun, via the light of the sun, and dispersing information that is sequenced with intelligence, sequenced with energies, with life, sequenced, aiming towards the targeted goal. It's Father God, we target every human soul, every living thing, the mountain, the seas, the valleys. Everything you created, there is a spirit. Father God, and we channel into the energies of every living animism, every living organism, and every living spirit. And we design, we command them to reflect the will of God as we speak the will of God through prayer. Hallelujah. The book of James chapter 3 verse 8 to 12 says, the tongue is unruly, evil, full of deadly poison. With it we bless our God and with the Father, and with it we curse men or who have been made in the similar attitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceeds forth blessing and cursing. My brethren, it ought not to be so. The fourth month, called Tammuz, on the Hebrew calendar, it is when the evil influence of satanic temptation tempts the human tongue to speak evil. My Lord, my God, we break the spirit of evil tongue, and we repent and we renounce it right now from our tongues. And we say, Father God, we shall use our mouth to utter out and to speak your glory. The mouth, when it accuses, it assassinates, discourages, to sow seeds of discord. Hallelujah. Division, disunity, slander, to speak negatively. It is, Father God, we break the tongue of negativity. And we decree, Father God, let your will be done. We renounce every sin, my Lord, my God, that could be going forth through our speech and our ability to see in a negative way, Father God. And we shall speak. We shall speak and we shall utter. Even before the month begins, oh Lord, we come before you beforehand and we pray for the month of Tammuz. We sanctify it from every darkness and we say, oh Lord, enable us to tap into the revelation and the understanding so that we may be and we may act according to your will in this month of Tammuz. Be positive, speak positively, and be good and do good. The good deeds and the positive words of our utterance, forgiveness and prayer, which are done during the month of Tammuz, possesses the ability to shed light on the darkness and also convert the darkness into a vessel that transmits and transmits God's light. On the negative side of the coin, Tammuz also means to set on fire, to set on heat, to stir up evil or darkness that is concealed in within someone's soul, to stir up, to put on heat the animalistic passions of the human flesh. Father God, we pray that the human flesh, we take charge over the animalistic nature in man right now, and we speak in advance and we sanctify the month in advance. We tame the month. We sanctify time in advance. We purify time. And we put our altar before you and we say, Lord, on your altar we shall bring our arms. The scripture says that I have heard Cornelius. I have heard your prayers. And your arms have become before me to the throne. My Lord, my God, let us sanctify and the month of Tammuz to be a time of prayer, a time of incarnating, a time of declaration, but also a time of obedience and approaching your altar with arms. Hallelujah. So that our prayers may be sanctified, received, and answered quickly in our time, during the summertime season, which is the month of Tammuz. My Lord, my God, which falls around June, July. The children of Israel made a golden calf and also ate meat sacrificed to demons. And they participated in an immoral type of dance and sexual immorality that brought the wrath of God upon Israel. Tammuz is the month of turning away from the golden calf. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. We thank you in the name of Yeshua. We declare and we say, Father God, you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be glorified. Tammuz is the month in which strategic energies of witchcraft, hallelujah, scorpion, serpent, toxic chemicals, jealousy of Korah, the biting serpents which are used to affect people's lives, hallelujah, are thrown or casted forth through the casting of spells. Father God, we break every spell. And right now, even before time, we declare over the month of Tammuz that we shall stand strong. You shall cover us with your covering, my Lord, my God, and you shall defend each and every, put a covering and a cloth of covering to defeat every powers of darkness. On this astrologic time counting, of the Gentile calendar, the same word Tammuz also means to strike someone's body with poisonous elements. The biting serpents are the biting scorpions that are produced by the evil enchantments of the divination, witchcraft, sorcery, astrology, and the evil scientific mixture of toxic chemicals. Father God, we break every plans of the enemy, every conspiracy that he has against your people. We break it and we render it powerless. And we speak over the month of Tammuz, that the month of Tammuz shall be a blessing, where we use our tongue, our ability to pray, to sanctify and to decree and to proclaim, to prophesy the glory and the power of God, to take over, to take charge, my Lord, my God, to keep charge and to take charge over the earthly realm, that the human body shall become a physical utterance and shall become a physical declaration, a proclamation of your will upon the earthly realm. Hallelujah. The month is known for using toxic chemicals, every toxic chemicals that they are sending forth through the constellation, through the universe, Father, through the cosmos, horoscope, my Lord, every corrupted ways that are trying to counterfeit the will of God, my God, we send forth angelic environment, angelic powers to render useless. Father God, we sanctify. In this month, God expects us to wear the garment of authority. This is the month, the main summer, in which the heat of the summer draws its attention to humanity. Father God, we pray via the energies of the sun, and we purify the energies of the sun, that the sun, we shall use the sun to express the glory, to express the satellite and the projection of God's presence in the earthly realm. We speak power, we speak knowledge, we speak currents of favor, we speak knowledge, we speak understanding, we speak blessings, we speak favor, we speak anointing that breaks the yoke through the sun, through the moon, through the stars. Hallelujah. And scatter seven ways. Let them scatter, Father, whoever has come with enmity. They might have come in one way, but scatter them, Father, seven ways. Punish them seven ways. Defeat their plans seven ways. My Lord, my God, scatter them all over, Father God, in divide direction seven ways. But on the other hand, Tammuz is a month of converting negative traits into positive behaviors. Hallelujah. Father God, we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor. Hallelujah. We worship you. Tammuz is the month of converting negative traits into positive behaviors via the act of applying the moral principles of the Torah. Hallelujah. On God's word, the word that is contained and expressed via the person's moral characteristics and attributes. Father, we worship you. We adore you, Father. Take charge, take charge. I pray and we pray, Father, as prayer warriors over here in the prayer warrior school, the army of Gideon, Father God, the prophetic utterance, uttering the prophetic word of God. Father God, sanctify us. My Lord, my God, nullify the plans of the enemy. And we say, Father God, you are worthy to be praised. I pray for the nations. I pray for the seven mothers. I pray for the seven women. My Lord, the seven continents. And we plant life. We plant order. We plant knowledge. We plant wisdom. We plant favor. We plant understanding. We plant the love of God. We plant, Father God, and we cultivate. We put and we cultivate the culture of God in the midst of every living thing that lives in the earth, in the earthly realm. Father God, I pray for our marriages, we pray. We put order in our marriages. We put order, Father God, in every living thing. And we bless the holy name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Take charge, O Lord, over every prayer that warrior that is praying here. My Lord, I pray for all those who are tithing and sowing, that are giving into the ministry, that are approaching the altar of God through this ministry. Father, bless them. Open up the heavenly realm over them, Father God, and defeat the powers of witchcraft. My Lord, my God, you said we shall trample over all scorpions, plans of the enemy, and nothing by no means shall harm us, my Lord, my God, because we walk through the power and the anointing of the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of Noah, the God of Adam. My Lord, my God, we sanctify your holy name. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be glorified. My Lord, my God, bring forth your light. Bring forth your knowledge. Bring forth your wisdom. Bring forth your salvation. We want to see you this month. My Lord, my God, you are the fighter. You are the man of war who fights on behalf of our families, our communities, our people. Oh Lord, fight for your people and bring justice in every corner of the earthly realm. Father, to those who need justice, to those who have been rendered powerless, to those who have been robbed, to those who have been plundered by the plans and the evil forces of darkness. My Lord, my God, we decree, let your will be done over the earth as it is finished in heavenly realm. My Lord, my God, we sanctify your holy name. We thank you that you're doing something in Asia. Father, every soul that is praying with us today, they are ambassadors of the kingdom of God. Father, standing on behalf, we stand on behalf of the seven continents, and we bless the seven continents. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we sanctify you. Let me blow the shofar before we finish in the name of Yeshua. We pray that this month of Tammuz that comes around June, July, that you're ready. You're ready to see the glory of God. You're ready to manifest. Hallelujah. Father God, I pray for the tithes and the offerings in this place. I pray for every tither that has tithed. I pray for every offering that has been given. Father God, even as Adam wanted a woman, Father God, and the woman came from the offering. Everything we want comes from our offering. It comes from our sacrifice. Father, everybody that is sacrificing into your kingdom, into your purpose, into your will, Father God, bless them. Open up the windows of heaven over their lives. Every tither, and bless them. Oh my Lord, my God, bless them, empower them to prosper. My Lord, my God, let them be fruitful. Let them bear fruit in every area. Let them bear fruit in their lives, bear fruit in their businesses, bear fruit. Whatever that is trying to fight against their marriages, trying to fight against their partnership, their businesses, my Lord, cut off every wickedness. I pray for every tither, every soul that is tithing. My Lord, my God, open up their abilities, open up their talents, so that they may be able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all. My Lord, my God, we thank you. This is an altar of warriors. Hallelujah. God is opening up a militant army. Hallelujah. Among those who tithe. The Bible says, God says to Cornelius, Cornelius, from the day you humbled yourself and you prayed unto me, and the arms that you have been giving, the sacrifices and the offerings you have been giving, so your prayers have been answered because of your prayer and your arms. So I pray for every arms and every offering that you're giving in this ministry to build and to defend what God is doing through this ministry. Let God open up your ability to see, your ability to understand, your ability to receive. Hallelujah. Your ability to manifest. Let money, currents come to you. And I pray for wisdom for you to be able to have the ability and the understanding. Hallelujah. To invest right, to do right, to do what pleases God, so that God may continue to give you his angels to pave a way for you in everything that you do, in everything that you touch. There shall be prosperity. There shall be favor. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name. Father God, manifest money, finances, and currents. Father, I thank you for those who are building your temple. Lord, also build their homes. Build their businesses. Build what they are building, oh Lord, because they are building your sanctuary here. Hallelujah. They are building your will. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we pray. Hallelujah.